Mr. Sears and Roebuck. I've been sitting here a-thumbing through your book. Page 199 shows a stove that's mighty fine and a feller in an apron like a cook. Dear Mr. Sears and Roebuck, that electric stove's away above my class. It's a beauty, yes indeed, but the thing I really need is that man to teach me how to cook with gas. Don't send the stove, it's the kind I'd like to buy, but I ain't making much singing ballads. I don't need the stove, but if I could have the guy, he could toss me around like his salads. Poor Mr. Sears and Roebuck, all the items in your catalog are slick, but the gadget I'd admire is that man beside my fire. Take his apron off and send him to me quick. Dear Mr. Sears and Roebuck, I've been checking your supplies for tennis courts. There is something I should get, not a racket or a net, but I sure could use that rascal in the shorts. Dear Mr. Sears and Roebuck, your canoe on page 143. Now that's the type that I would pick, but I'm up a different creek. Can't you send a feller here to paddle me? I don't want a bath. Soapy water makes me howl. Don't the folks in your ads ever mind it? I can't use a bath. You can keep your Turkish towel. Only ship me the sheik from behind it. Don't mean to fuss, old Roebuck, but you'll never fill my order, it appears. If the shortage is acute, I'm an easy girl to suit. I'll shut up if you will send me Mr. Sears. If he ain't taken, I'll shut up if you will send me Mr. Sears.